You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Studio City. I'm in the Valley. Used to be in downtown LA. Everybody said, how do you like the Valley? Well, it's the same as downtown LA once you get inside the building. Actually, we'd love it because afterwards we go down the street to this wonderful restaurant called Twain's. Yes, I'm giving them a plug because they're going to be a new advertiser. Great cheeseburgers. You know, I love my bacon cheeseburger. But yeah, it's a fantastic new studio. Sam has done a great job with bringing a lot of personal things in, and it looks great, 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 great. Love it, love it. So for all those who emailed and said, how do you like it? I love it now. Love it. Hey, I'm sure you know what the show is about, but just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are all about informative entertainment. We inform you about who are the stars that are going to be coming up, the ones that are now. We got some of those too. And that means that it's our goal to provide you with resource information and tricks of the trade that you're going to need in order to pursue a career in the entertainment business. And that's what most of our audience is. They're people who are pursuing a career in the entertainment business, and they want to know who the people are that are also doing it because they're in Sweden or Russia or Germany. And I just got an email from Thailand the other day. So for all you people thinking about coming to LA, the people here are going to tell you what it's all about. We hope to inspire you and encourage you and motivate you by interviewing, again, the people who are making their dreams a reality. So if they can do it, you can do it too. You just have to get here or go to New York or wherever you're going to go, but you just have to get to that place. And we encourage you to call in and ask questions of our guests between 5:15 and 5:30. And when you call, let's see, the number is, in case you're not at the website right now, the number is 323-203-0815. And you can call in directly. We take your calls directly. You're not screened. You don't have to go through a process. You can talk directly to whoever the guest is. Now, if you like the show and you found that it helped you in some way, we would love to hear about it on the forum page of the LA Talk Radio website. And an email address, and all you have to do is enter an email address and a password, and you are done. And we would love to hear your comments because I collect them, I print them out, and I just keep them for posterity and also to get new advertisers. So you're helping me out, people. So think about that. And we have a wonderful guest for you today. I am going to hold off just one more second because she is so worth it, worth the wait, because I have a couple people who've emailed me and told me how much they love the show. They're crazy about it. They love all the guests. So I want to acknowledge you. We have Tommy the Malt Man from New Jersey. And I thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. I'm going to listen to your show. I know you have a radio show as well. And then we have Patsy Black from Baltimore, Maryland, or actually, I think you said Reisterstown? Well, it's somewhere in Maryland. So thank you so much for listening to the show. Really, 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 really appreciate it. And last, before we introduce her, I'm going to say her, the woman. We have Carrie Cavalier Photography. I want to tell you about that because she is running a special until November the 1st, and she's a wonderful photographer. I mean, she's done so many celebrities. I think I gave you the list last time. But she is running a special till November the 1st. Color headshots for $150. She's normally a lot more, like hundreds of dollars more. But just until November the 1st, it's the Halloween special. So Carrie Cavalier Photography, and that is cavalierphotography.com. And you can only get the special rate if you tell her that Priscilla Leona told you about it on Question Reality. So make sure you do that. So, guess who's here today? I have been waiting for her since May. She's like my biggest star ever. Well, wait a minute, Ernest. Don't get upset. Okay, you're the biggest star so far, but she's the biggest female star so far. So, we have the lovely, the sexy, the hot, the sizzling, the sex siren. I could use so many more descriptions, but we're going to run out of time. Christina DeRosa. Woo! Let's clap, everybody.
Thank you, Christina.
Much.
Thank you for having me. This is quite an introduction.
Well, it is, and it's well deserved. We need to have you come a little bit closer because we want to hear you, baby. Now, if you want to check out her website, which you know how the show is, we want you to go to her website right now so that you can follow along and see what she's done. Her website is Christina, I hope I get this right, N. DeRosa, DeRosa. So CHRISTINANDEROSA.com. And you basically can find everything on there, but we've got so much more to talk about. Now, I'm going to just tell you a little bit about her, and then she's going to fill in all the good stuff, but basically, Christina DeRosa just wrapped a series regular role on HBO Cinemax new groundbreaking series, Zane's Sex Chronicles. Woo! If you're a man, you're gonna love that show. And if you're a repressed woman, I highly recommend that you watch it because it is gonna free you, baby.
Woo!
I watched a little bit of it. I said, oh my God, I gotta get some popcorn and put some hot sauce on it. Get me in the mood. It is good. And it's airing on Cinemax. And she's also appearing in, smash hit shows on network and cable television. And some of her credits are like Worst Week. I love that. It's one of the best new comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Hysterical.
Monday nights.
Love it. Monday nights at what time, Christina?
I believe 9 p.m.
Monday at 9. What channel? It's 2, right? Channel
CBS.
CBS, channel 2. Well, for us, channel 2. I don't know what channel for you. Dollhouse, which is another great one. Of course, Everybody Hates Chris.
That's
we love
favorite.
That.
That's
Our friends
show.
Work on that. Reno 911. I loved you at that.
Hilarious.
That was great.
Thank you.
General Hospital, which you, of course, you have to do General Hospital. With your beauty, you have to do soap
Thank
opera,
you.
Right? And Entourage, which I have not watched yet.
Uh-oh, another sexy
part. Because we have
part.
Basic cable, but I've heard about it. I heard it's really a great show.
Brilliant show.
And Christina is slated to appear in several films in the fall, and one of them's Extreme Movie.
That's right.
Which Jeff Rector seems to know about. I missed the mark on that one, but The Grind, Marco Polo, Palo Alto, The Group, and Run, Bitch, Run.
That's right.
Now, wow, she is such a busy little bee. Don't we love having all these credits to introduce for our guests? I love it.
Thank you.
And Christina is also the spokesmodel for Shoes for the Stars, and that's a unique shoe design for a unique woman. I'm a unique woman. I need a shoe design. And if you could see Christina DeRosa's shoes. Now, is this the company that designed your shoes?
All my shoes.
Oh, get a shot of that shoe.
Only wear Shoes for the Stars.
This shoe is rocking awesome. I have never in my life seen a shoe like that. Let me describe it. It's brown. Get that foot up here, Christina.
My foot's okay. On the table right now.
Okay, the foot's on the table, guys, so you can probably look at the picture on the website and, you know. So it's brown. I believe it's like leather. There's some...
Oh, only leather.
Only leather. There's some gold rivets. Okay, there's a regular, you know, rubber sole up the top, but the heel of it is some round cylinder. Possibly, I don't know the material, but it's round. So it's like a hole. It's like a round hole, nothing else. And then there's like a little rubber on the cylinder. It is so gorgeous. It looks like one of the shoes that you would see in China, like an ancient China.
Oh, these shoes have been all over with America's Next Top Model. Oh. These shoes have been on the Ramada commercial. They're all over.
Yeah. What other commercial? I mean, I'm sure it has been on everything.
And then it's the only shoes I wear on Zane Sex Chronicles is all Jacob's Shoes for the Stars.
Yeah. Now, do they exclusively use all the shoes or is it just you that uses?
I use only his shoes and other characters use primarily his shoes with a couple exceptions.
Wow.
But I'm only allowed to wear his shoes.
Well, they're hot shoes. And, you
Thank
know, you.
You
being a petite woman with a perfect body,
Aww.
I look at you and I go, okay, that shoe looks perfect on her. But what about the bigger woman.
They have sizes up to 13, and he can custom order them any size, any width you want. Wow. Custom orders are one of his specialties.
They are hot. What is his website?
Shoesforthestars.com.
Shoesforthestars.com.
And also myspace.com/shoesforthestars. And it's not the number. It's actually F-O-R, for the stars.
Okay. Oh, there is another website. That
correct.
I do know, because when I was looking for that, that actually came up, too. And I said, oh, I wonder which one it is. So it's shoes, F-O-R.
F-O-R, for the stars. That's
and,
right.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got to acknowledge that other little thing you got here. See, when you bring these hot, sexy stars, women here, they have all kinds of stuff that the average person like me does not see because I'm at the thrift store. No, aww, not really. But
you look great.
I actually love thrift store shopping. I know.
Absolutely.
You
haven't you can been, find some good finds.
You haven't been near a thrift store since 84, I'm sure.
Aardvark's is still a favorite.
But there is a purse sitting on this table. And as soon as I saw Christina, I mean, I looked, I said, what is that? That is so gorgeous. What the hell is that, though? And it's a purse. And I said, oh, it's one of the star purses. It's gorgeous. It's got like a half, it's shaped almost like, what would you call that shape? Almost like an obelisk.
This is an oval shape.
An oval obelisk shape. And it's got this gorgeous half moon with these hot red sexy lips. A hand that, no, actually that's a star and a sun and moon. And it's got all these rhinestones on it. And you just clip it open. And it's gorgeous. And it's, and I thought, oh, if that fell, what would happen to it? But she said it's made out of wood.
They're right. They're all handcrafted, you know, wooden gems.
It's, what other kind of designs? Because I love
Timmy,
that.
This is Timmy Wood's bag.
Ah,
Timmy Wood's
are
design.
Are you a spokesperson for
I'm
him
a spokesmodel
well?
For Timmy Woods as well. She designed that famous Eiffel Tower bag on the movie Sex and the City and a couple other bags in that movie as well.
Wow.
And because you like this bag so much, I kind of had a feeling that you were going to like it so much.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So I decided.
No, you didn't. Christina DeRosa!
Christmas is only like, what, a month away?
She is going to just, I'm going to have a heart attack right here.
So I have a little present
no,
for you.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Oh! Oh! It's a bag! Oh, my God. Look
at this.
It
is a Timmy Woods bag.
A Timmy Woods bag. What am I going to... I'm going to keep this, and if I can't pay the rent, I'm going to sell this son of a bitch, and I'm going to get some money because I know I can get a couple hundred for this. Actually, this is beautiful. Oh,
Thank you. Get
a picture, my friend. Oh, we have a photographer taking pictures in here. Of course, he's accompanying the star. We're going to get pictures. Okay, I had to wink on that. Oh, my God, this is gorgeous.
Oh, I'm glad you
like
it.
It's like a little, and black and white is perfect because that's what I do. I do black and white.
It goes with anything.
You know, it goes with everything, and it's got like a little horsehair tassel, and then there's like some beads. Oh, my God, this is lovely. Thank you, Christina
DeRosa. You're so welcome.
Enjoy
it.
You're getting a big hug and squeeze. Be prepared.
Thank you.
Call the chiropractor now. Set up an appointment. I'm coming after you. So is it, now the website, you say Timmy Woods. And it's a female. Now, what? How is that spelled? Is it T-I-M-M-Y?
T-I-M-M-Y-W-O-O-D-S.
That's
TimmyWoods.com.
Gorgeous.
She has a magnificent store on Robertson in Beverly Hills.
Now,
and she is one of the sweetest women alive.
Are they, so these purses are all not only with Sex and the City, but I imagine she does other shows. What other shows has
she? Oh, sure. You can see her. I mean, you can go to the website and see all the different shoes, all the different bags that were featured. And HBO.com, HBOshop.com.
Oh.
You can go to that website and see all the bags that were featured in Sex and the City and then plenty of other shows as well.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. And you know what? I don't know if this is valid, but I think that if you go there and tell them that Christina DeRosa sent you, that you can get 20% off. I don't know if that's valid, but I just got a card that's a possibility. But try it. Yeah, $20 off. Actually, you know what? If you want to get a purse, email me, and I have the coupon that is a gift certificate for $20 off of any shoe from Shoes for the Stars. And I also have a 20% off for, is this the Timmy Woods?
No, this is a designer that I use as
well.
Oh,
who's this?
This is Tal Shane. She designs all my dresses. She designed the famous dress I wore at the Emmys this year.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that white hot one with the feather.
The flamenco look. That's
that
right.
That was so gorgeous. You know,
thank
I
you.
Watched that and I said, Jesus, God, is that Alyssa Milano out there?
That happened quite often.
I mean, it was, you were like the is it spitting or splitting? Spitting image of Alyssa Milano, even though you're your own person, but from far away, I bet you that happens to you all the time.
I get that a lot. I get Alyssa Milano, I get a little Ava Longoria.
Yeah.
A little younger Terry Hatcher.
Yeah.
But you gotta be your own person. You gotta break away from
now,
all the other molds.
If people want to see that clip, where would they go? Because they gotta check that clip out. Do we know the link on that? I know it was a long, long link that I got in the email.
Which one are you talking about?
The Emmys? With you from the Emmys.
You can go to MySpace. You can go to myspace.com/Christina DeRosa.
Okay.
You can go to my website as well. Check
it's
out my
there?
Blog. Sure.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. You got to check out that dress. Oh, my God. You men on a Friday night, if you're all alone, look at this one.
Well, I decided to, you know, to
gorgeous.
Take a risk for the Emmys, you know?
Yeah.
Take a bold risk.
Now, may I ask you, what prompted you to go to the Emmys? Were you with one of your shows, or how
absolutely
did you
I was promoting Zane Sex Chronicles. Okay. I was invited by Bob Conti from HBO, so absolutely I was an invited guest. Went to the HBO after party as well.
Wow, what happened there? Give us something.
It's always remarkable. The food, the decor. Billy Butch Cabot does all the design for it. He's just phenomenal. We went last year as well, and every year you never know what to expect. You never know what color the carpet's going to be. So
it's not always red.
No. Last year it was purple and gold, and this year it was like a green and yellowish, and you never know what to expect.
Do you see that?
You just hope that your dress will fit in. So a white, you kind of can't go wrong with white.
That's right. Oh, that's a really good idea.
That's right.
I mean, if you came with a dress that clashed, God knows they would rip you up.
And FYI, I would never wear a red dress to the Emmys, because the carpet's always red at the Emmys.
Yeah.
And then you'll just blend, and then
exactly.
You won't stick out.
I wonder if any stars have ever done that, and Joan Rivers tore them up.
I think they've done shades of red.
Shades of red.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the designer has to take the dress, say, okay, I want to see a swatch of the carpet this year so that I can make sure the dress does. But you know, I bet you there's somebody that does that. There's
you know?
A job for everybody in
that's,
Hollywood, right?
That's definitely real.
Oh, my God. Well, it is just amazing. And now, I have to talk about this. You were, let me get this right. You, in 2007, you were in Playboy, and you were the After Hours Babe of the Month.
Babe of the Month, 2007, that's
and
right.
And I thought, because I went to the Playboy website, and it was so much stuff, I thought, how am I going to find that? So I went back to Google, and I typed the After Hours Babe of the Month. It was the first link that came up.
Nice.
And it still has the article there. You got to check that out, because that told a lot about where you came from, how you felt about where you are
I thought
the
article
now.
Was very well written.
It was
and
very well
pretty
written.
Hilarious. I like that they incorporated a little bit of my past, the fact that I broke a leg in my past,
they
and how,
did.
Yeah, it was really written well, and it promoted the movie, so it was really great.
And what movie was that at
it
the time?
It promoted Extreme Movie.
Yeah!
Which is coming out now in December, December 5th.
Yeah, tell us more about that.
We got a release date. I'm stoked about this. It's a hilarious movie. It's also starring Frankie Muniz and Michael Sarah, who's blowing up right now. I really enjoyed Superbad, and I enjoy every movie he does. And this is a hilarious movie. It's kind of like a little bit of a sketch comedy. It has a American Pie type of flair. I play a singing porn star.
Yeah, named Nancy.
That's
Nancy.
Right. Nancy the singing porn star. People always ask me, did you watch a lot of porn to prepare for that? And the question is, you know, I haven't yet found, you can let me know if any of your, you know, any of your listeners know about this, I haven't yet found a porn that has any musical Broadway numbers. So the answer is no, everybody. I have not watched porn to prepare for it.
Well, you know what? Exciting, exciting, exciting for our audience members, because we're actually talking about singing. We have a clip.
Uh-oh.
Now, is this you singing this?
It will be.
It is. Now, what's the name of it? It's called Making Porn, right?
That's correct.
And it is a soundtrack. It's a clip from the soundtrack of the movie. Now, did you do a lot? Well, Albert sets that up. Did you do more than one song, or was this the only song?
This was the main song. This is going to be the memorable song of the movie that everyone's going to walk away from the movie singing.
And when is this movie slated to come out?
December 5th.
Woo! Is it nationwide? Or is it limited release?
We can only hope.
Where can we find
it? You can go to the movies and see it. That's the plan.
Okay, so if you hear of the movie coming out, you have to go and say, oh, I listened to Christina DeRosa of Priscilla Leona's show. Okay, so we need to spread my name too. Attach me to Christina DeRosa, people. But are you ready, Albert? Can we hear the clip? Okay, so this is a clip, Making Porn, sung by the hot, sexy, sizzling, sex siren, Christina DeRosa, and it's called Making Porn. Okay, people, listen. Okay, listen. It's coming any minute now. All right.
Yeah, I'm not gigundic. I'm just a small town hick. 18-year-old virgin with a super tiny dick. Kid, I've seen this once before. A boy who wished he was Ang Lee found he couldn't frame a shot. That's right, that little boy was me. It wasn't my first choice. Accidentally, incidentally, unintentionally making porn. Accidentally, incidentally, unintentionally making porn.
Not me, I do it because I like it.
Girl on girl pays $50. I get double for backdoor. How I got here, I'll never know. Beats Mexico and that doggy show.
All these tits got me in the mood. We're the ones that should be getting screwed. Let us be our manhood.
So someone show these the door. I found my home here on this porn set.
Better hurry up or I won't stay wet.
We're just accidentally, incidentally, unintentionally making porn. Accidentally, incidentally, unintentionally making porn. Accidentally, incidentally, unintentionally making porn.
Whoa! Oh my God! Wait, you know what? We forgot to tell him that some of the words were bleeped out.
But that's right.
You can figure it out.
Yes, you can.
That means you're going to have to listen to the show all over again so that you can listen and then fill in the bleeped out.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah. You know, we could have actually left them in for this show.
Oh.
Yeah. We didn't know that. I just found that out. Oh, we have a caller. We have a caller for Christina DeRosa. You are on the air, caller. What's your name?
Eric Thomas in Flint, Michigan.
Hi, you are on the line with Christina DeRosa. Do you have a question?
Oh, man, a question. I got a couple questions. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
You ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Go ahead.
We're listening.
Oh, hey, Christina, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good. Congratulations on your success.
Oh, thank you so much.
I know that 2009 is going to be a big, big year for you. I've definitely paid attention to everything you've been doing.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I listened to your MySpace page with Cody and you for the, it's kind of like a Broadway, I guess you would say.
That's right. That's right.
That's gonna make your career go through the roof because you're going to be able to travel to casinos. You're going to be able to get on Regis and Kelly, whatever it is. You're going to be, That's just a whole other aspect of what you got going on.
Thank you. I like that. I like that you said that. Thank you.
My question would be, because I like to know, you know, what a person's reading. I would say, like, what are the three books if you would tell someone to, like, educate themselves?
What are the three books to read if you wanted to educate yourself on what specifically?
I mean, if you would meet someone for the first time and you said, These are the three best books for you to read to get you through life.
Oh, wow. To get you through life. So that's a very vague question. You're not just specifically talking about the business or theater, film, or television, or anything like that. You're talking about like life books that get you through life, books that motivate you, and self-help books, kind of things.
Yeah, life in general.
Well, I'd say you have to be spiritually grounded. You have to find whatever works for you. I mean, I can't tell you what's going to motivate you in life and what's going to make you shine and what's going to make you rise. For me, it's been a lot of spiritual soul searching. I read a lot of Ernest Holmes. I read, of course, Love the Secret. I'm a big fan of The Secret. I found my home at Agape. I'm a big fan of Agape and anything that Michael Beckwith writes. So, I follow very closely what they recommend at agapelive.com, which is a website that I promote, Agape Live or Agape Live, however you remember it by, .com. Ernest Holmes and, let's see. I mean, you know, it depends what exactly you're looking to fill, what void you're looking to fill. But I'd still say you got to get in touch with your inner self, maybe do some yoga, do some meditation, and really ground yourself. And that could be some of the greatest experiences of your life, or just moments where you take for yourself, where you just sit quietly and listen to some answers.
So does that answer your question there? Does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like the answer. It was a good answer.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it, and
thank
you have
you,
a
Eric.
Wonderful day, okay?
Thank you, Eric.
Okay, that was Eric. Whoo! That was a good question.
That was
though.
A great question. I
like that.
Absolutely.
And a very good answer. Most people are caught off guard when they're asked about books because, you know, you gotta, unless you read all day, every day, or have read something like the night before or day before, I can't even think, and I'm a reader, I can't think of the last book I read. So you are right on top of it. I had whipped in a website address. I'm like, damn, she's got her marketing shit all together, doesn't it? No matter what she's wearing, she's got a website address for you. Where she got it from?
I'm a big fan of that website.
Oh my God, we got another caller. Okay, caller, you are on the air. What's your name? Hello? 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 All right. I don't know where the caller went, but call back, little caller, and Christina will be here for another couple minutes, so that's great. Now, I wanted to talk about your actual... I wanted to get into a little details. I wanted to get in some details about Zane's Sex Chronicles. Like,
sure.
Tell us, I know you star as Hannah Ebony...
Bendenhall.
And tell us all... I want to hear who you are as a character, what your character does, how do you feel about your character?
I fell in love with my character. I think that's a gift from any good writing. Whenever a series is written really well, you're able to fall in love with your character. She's a free spirit. She owns a spa called Steam. And she loves sex, which is why the series is so great, because they, of course, find her a soulmate who is celibate. So that allows for some great comedy and some great physical comedy and some great conflict, which every show should have conflict. So I was extremely amazed by what the Zane Sex Chronicle producers, Suzanne DePaz and Suzanne Costin, were able to accomplish with so many difficulties that the production was battered with, from logistical and unions and financial. We really just soared through everything, and everyone worked extremely hard to create a fabulous first season. And of course there were some weak spots, like every first season show has, but I think it only allows for the second season and the third season to be just brilliant and get rid of those weak spots.
Yeah. Now, I saw a clip. I saw I guess you really encompassed exactly what it was about, because the clip that I saw was the scene where your car broke down.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this is the character you're referring to.
This is the love interest.
Hottie.
Yeah.
Oh,
gorgeous
boy.
Man.
God, if every actress could be that lucky.
Well, you know, every single, all the five stars on the show were so blessed by amazing men to work with. I think that was one of the most difficult aspects of working on the show, was not falling in love with your co-stars, not falling in love with the men you had to act you were in love with.
Yeah.
That was the difficult part.
What are the characters' names, and also the real names of the other characters?
Sure. We have leading with Patrice, Patience Fisher. Patrice, she plays Patience, otherwise known aka Zane.
Mm-hmm.
We have Layla Odom. We have Lyric, who is played by Maya Gilbert. We have Johanna, who plays Maddie Cruz. So there's five women, kind of like a Sex and the City type of vibe. And the show is all about sexual empowerment, just freeing you and allowing you to be one with your libido and, you know.
Now, do all the women have scenes together, or is it a tale about separate lives?
Well, we all have some scenes together, so we all play in scenes together. We have our pamper party in the first episode. My character, actually, Ebony, is the one who organizes this pamper party at the Steam Spa. And then, of course, you have your scenes alone. You have your scenes as your character is developing her relationship with her father, such as my character, and your scenes where you're making out with your boyfriends, of course. So we all have our separate scenes with our own lives, telling the stories and telling the trials and tribulations in and outside of the bedroom. And then we all come together and really just find each other and can rely on each other for support. And that's the beauty of it.
So this particular, your character meets this guy who's celibate. Now, why is he celibate? Because it didn't go into that. And I'm like, damn, that's the end of the trailer. Why is he celibate?
I think it makes for a perfect, I mean, writing-wise, it makes for a perfect conflict.
Exactly.
Because I'm a sex fiend. I love sex. I feel that sex is liberating and sex is like a stress reliever for me. So that's part of my character's freedom and liberation is just the fact that she allows herself to have casual sex, which is not easy for a lot of women out there. A lot of women get very tied down to men and they can't just have casual sex. And my character learns that you can be in a very serious relationship without having sex. So that's a struggle.
Now,
that's a conflict.
So are they they are continuing with you trying to constantly entice him? Is that where it's going?
Absolutely.
And then obviously you're not having your needs fulfilled. Do they branch off with like a story B for you where you have like little liaisons
on
the
side? Well, you'll have to tune in.
Unfortunately, I only get basic cable. I can't watch it. So you're going to have to tell me what? Give us something.
Well, you can only imagine. My character has a very, Ebony has a very hard time just having Chinese food with Frank, having dates and not actually getting into it sexually. So,
oh my God, I see the shower head coming into play in one of these scenes, people.
No. She's got to go way past the shower head and right into the real thing.
Well, are you going into season two now? Or?
It's looking good. Keep them crossed. If your viewers out there or your listeners like what they see, please, please, please email the producers and let us know that you definitely want to see me again on season two.
And how would they do that? What's the website? It's obviously cinemax.com?
You can actually directly email Suzanne Costin at depasentertainment.com. I think it's S. Costin.
Spell Costin.
C-O-S-T-O-N. S. Costin at depasentertainment.com.
D-E-P-A-Z?
D-E-P-A-S-S-E.
Oh, Suzanne DePass. Mm.
And then one E for entertainment. The same E for DePass is the same E for entertainment.
.com.
Yeah, and tell her you want to see more.
Now, can we actually see, there are some websites that you can go to and they have the past seasons that you can watch. Can you watch that on Cinemax? We have a caller. Let's come back to that question. Hi, caller. You're on the
Hello?
Air with Hi, you're on the air with Christina DeRosa. What's your name?
If it's me, I'm sorry, is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. You're on with Christina. You have a question?
Yeah, I do, actually. You know what? I'll tell you why it's throwing me off is I realize I'm listening and I shouldn't be listening because there's a delay. So,
right.
Okay. Sorry about that. I have a few friends that are actresses, and the thing that's always kind of been curious to me is actresses – will oftentimes complain, actors and actresses, whatever, that the way someone gets cast feels somewhat arbitrary, like maybe they're the right height or the right, hair color, and that they don't really go for maybe the most talented person. But then they'll also tell you that there's all sorts of talented actors out there. And so I just wonder, I'd like to hear Christine's kind of point of view on, has she found that the casting process is very different than how she would, you know, enact it? Or does she feel like it's pretty reasonable? Or, like, you know, seeing it from the other side of the fence, so to speak, does the way casting people, do the way they choose, does that make sense to her?
Does it make sense to me? Does this business make sense to me is a great question. The business is absolutely crazy. It is a business first and foremost, and it is an absolute marvel and a gift to be able to make your art into a career. I applaud every single celebrity out there that has been able to do that. It is extremely tough, and I would recommend to all your friends and fellow actors and actresses that unless you have to absolutely, absolutely really want to be in this business, really want to be an actress. And if there's any doubt, any fear, that's what's going to get in the way. You have to be extremely positive. And of course, casting has little cubbyholes that they like to fit you in, and they like to stereotype, and they like to say, you know, oh, this role is for an all-American, blonde, blue-eyed girl. Well, you have to also prove them wrong, because for example, in Zane Sex Chronicles, they wanted to cast for the role of Ebony. She was the token white chick, so to speak, and they wanted to cast a blonde, blue-eyed girl for that role. And instead, they casted me. So I kind of proved that, you know, you can think outside the box. It takes time, and it takes persistence and tons of determination and, once again, persistence again and more persistence and more persistence. But absolutely, you can prove you can fit outside those stereotypical boxes that people like to put you in. But does that answer your question, or?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Sorry to say, maybe it's because I was being unclear. What I'm saying is this: let's just say, just for the sake of argument, I'm not saying this is how I feel, but let's just say that Robert De Niro is the best male actor and Meryl Streep's the best female actor. Okay.
Okay.
So in theory, Robert De Niro should get every single role, and Meryl Streep should get every single role for man and woman, respectively. But obviously, they can't be everywhere at the same time.
Sure.
So then, the second best actors in each gender have to get roles, and the third best actors, the fourth best. Well, you get down to a point where maybe the 150th best actor, you know, and of course it's so silly to even talk this way, right?
Because that's okay.
Because it's art and it's subjective and whatever.
Sure.
But you know, but at some point you get down to there's 14 people auditioning for this thing, and six of them could do a great job.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, and then it becomes arbitrary as to who gets chosen. And shouldn't the factors like hair color, height, original vision, you know, racial makeup, shouldn't those in fact then be factored in? Or I guess what I'm saying is, you know, why do they go out of their way to say, you know what, I was thinking of a white character, but come to think of it, you know, this African-American actress is terrific, so why not give it to her? Well, also, why not give it to one of the other five people who are really good too? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't imagine if there's that many talented people out there, and that's what I hear from actors all the time, that there's that many – there's so many talented people, they just don't get a break.
Mm.
Well, if that's the case
– absolutely.
Then, you know, I guess – do you get my – this is my question.
I think that a big difference that separates – an actress from maybe even a celebrity is notoriety. You have to do a lot of your own public PR, and you have to get yourself out there. And a lot of actresses get really depressed, and they get sad because you're not getting this part. They're being rejected. But you have to always see the positive. You have to always look on the bright side. And even if you have a small part in a big show, you got to make something big out of it. You got to constantly be promoting yourself as much as possible. And that can make all the difference in the world.
So you think that there are great actors out there that because they don't embrace the promotional side of the career are floundering?
Absolutely. That could be the answer for your question. Absolutely.
Yes. I think so, yeah.
I do believe that.
And may I interject? It has also a lot to do with you really have to constantly network.
Mm-hmm.
You have to market and you have to promote yourself. And if you are not an actor that does that by natural instinct, then you've got to find somebody who can do that for you. You have to have somebody who is going to promote you, believe in you, and has to be by your side and has to be loyal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the way you look these days, and it's not just your acting skills, because we know a lot of actors who are just top of the line, but they don't get the part. And you know, there's one show on now, for example, that the girl is not the best looking girl, and yet her co-stars are drop dead gorgeous, but she's the principal role. Why? She's very nice. She doesn't have a diva attitude. She comes in on time. She does the business aspect. Mm-hmm. Business, really, when you come down to it, is something that they're going to factor in. Looks are important, but you can walk in there and they want an African-American, but if you bring a totally different character mm-hmm. to the audition process, when you're in that casting room and they have the casting director who's going to have a say, a lot of times now what's happening is when you go in and audition, they are taping your stuff and they are sending immediately to the director, to the producer,
right, even
and
via
the writer.
Email sometimes right away, the
exactly.
same day.
It's no longer, you know, really it's being taken out of the casting director's hands
because
it's going right to the director and the producer, and a lot of times the writer is there and he may see you do an audition and you completely go in a different direction with the character, and he says, I like that better than the one that I wrote. Let's give this part to
her. Sure, and at the end of the day, like you answered your own question earlier, it is an art form, so it is subjective.
Right.
I might not like a certain actress, and you might adore her, and that's okay, because it's art. So we're all entitled to our own opinion, and that director may even have an argument with the producer.
Right.
And you know what? At the end of the day, sometimes the producer wins because he's the guy with the money. So unfortunately, you could be liked right. by the director and then not even get the part.
There are so many
crazy
factors.
Business.
It's a gamble. It's luck. I'm a big believer in luck. And luck has a lot to do with it. Also, there's a click. If the producer or the executives like someone they like better and they are really wanting her or him for that part, it doesn't matter if the other person is the better actor or the better person for the part. They will ultimately have the say. But if they don't really care, if they don't have anything at stake and it doesn't matter who gets it, then they are going to go for talent. That, unfortunately, will come second to an overall preference.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, a lot of times you get the part because this person is the girlfriend or the wife.
A lot of nepotism.
Yeah, the wife
Absolutely.
Or the girlfriend of the
yes.
director or the producer.
It's true. So,
well, but I also think that maybe a lot of actors fall on that as sort of you know, the way to rationalize why they're not either networking sufficiently or why they weren't, you know, good enough. I mean, I think that that's a really dangerous area to go down because you have to assume that you are self-empowered and that you can determine your own fate.
Absolutely, and that's what
business.
Brings me back to the previous caller who I answered the question about what books. I recommended Ernest Holmes. I recommended not only books but meditating, spiritual guidance, whatever is going to keep you grounded as who you are as a person, because if you don't have confidence, if you don't have that initial backbone to hold you up, you're not going to make it in any career, let alone acting.
Right. And yes, as you said, that is something that a lot of actors do blame about, oh, they pick this person, that person. But there's a reason for that, because it is true and it is prevalent in this business, as it is in any business. Any business, you're going to find
exactly.
that. There, you know, if
there's always politics.
If there's a law firm, the senior partner's son's going to get the job over, you know, the junior attorney. So it's not just entertainment. It's in every single business. So you just can't.
That's a great point.
You know,
absolutely.
You cannot just.
And I follow
say,
one of the four agreements. One of the four agreements is life is always do your best. As long
yeah.
as you always do your best. The rest is up to, you can't even control it.
Right. Like,
Thank
I mean,
very much, ladies.
Yeah. So at any company, so ask your fellow, like people who are not
I'm
in
not
the
an
entertainment
actor,
business.
But I have actor friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. So ask anybody who's in like insurance business or law firm or mm-hmm. any other business. I guarantee you one of them is bitching that they didn't get the job because it went to somebody's relative. Right.
That's right.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Have
Take
a good
care.
Day. Bye. He really brought great questions.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate that.
I think everyone can benefit from those answers.
Yeah,
those
he was. He was very, you know, very interested in the subject matter of
And that's
the show.
Nice that he was calling about his friends because he sounds like he's not an actor. That's really,
yeah.
He's obviously a good friend.
Yeah, he wants to have advice for them. He
that's
wants
beautiful.
To have an arguing point or a reference point. And I really like
that's
that.
That's beautiful.
I hope he listens to my show every week and calls and asks another question.
Or has his friends call.
Or has his friends call. Exactly.
Yeah,
that is great. So we left off at you talking about your character. So
sure.
I'm interested in what you said about how you feel you are taking this character with the show, and I like how you had described how you feel this is revolutionizing, you know,
a part for women or a social moral for women. So why don't you tell us about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Well, like Obama says, it is time for a change.
Woo!
And this show is all about sexual revelation, sexual mm-hmm. revolution. And I believe that we can absolutely change the non-African-American collective views in an affirmative way. I mean, we have women in the show that are professionals, that are working in professional environments. And you have the ethnic point of view from a sexual aspect of all these different women coming from all different ethnic backgrounds. And that's beautiful. And that's not always seen on TV. So I feel like we can make an entirely different show, a groundbreaking show with this. Mm-hmm. And we can uplift the morale of America right now, which is needed.
Now, when you say non-African American, what do you mean by that? Like anyone that's not Caucasian, or how does the show, are you saying that this show is for every ethnicity?
The show is absolutely for every ethnicity, okay. But especially to be able to see African Americans on TV not playing the stereotypical rapist, not playing the stereotypical slave, okay. Not playing those stereotypical roles that they've been, mm-hmm. you know, casted in so many times. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's groundbreaking to see something revolutionary, to seeing them play what they should be playing, professionals.
Is that in Zane's Sex Chronicles? There's how many African Americans?
Out of the leads, there's three African American women, and then there's a Hispanic, and then there's the token white girl,
love
which is
it.
Me.
Love it.
Though I'm the blonde, blue-eyed one. That isn't really blonde.
See that? You stole part from the blondie.
Exactly, to answer his question.
Yeah. Right. So it is possible. So this is a very inspirational story that you have.
There you go.
They had cast the blonde hair, blue eye. Because think about it. The men, when they see, when they think of the sex symbol, they think the blonde hair, silicone enhanced.
So I'm all natural.
So you
brown eyes, brown hair.
You went in there and snatched that part right out from one of these little blondies, didn't you?
That's right.
That is a great feat in itself, because men are very visual. And for them to see a blonde hair, blue eyed person, and you to be able to go in there and command that part, however you did it. Which, by the way, I want to know, what was that casting process? How did you get them to change their mind?
It was some process. It was a long process. It was long, but obviously well worth it. And
what's the secret? Say, for example, there are other people who know that they're going up for this part, and they have a little scoop that this is going to be for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed person, and they're not. How did you do that?
You just can't let it bother you, because I go out for a lot of roles that in the breakdown, on Breakdowns Express, they might say, you know, Caucasian, bombshell, blonde, preferably blonde, blue-eyed. When they say preferably, they don't know what they want.
Exactly.
They just want someone with a little TNA who's maybe willing to show it.
Oh.
And someone who can obviously act and is going to, you know, prove themselves and be able to act sensual as opposed to just sexual. And I think there's a big difference between sensual versus sexual. A lot of actresses nowadays can act sexual, but there's a big difference between sensual.
Right. Exactly. So we have 3 minutes. Is there anything you want to follow up on? What do we want to talk about here? You got any advice for my listeners? I mean, aspiring actors, intermediate, and also advanced. What do you feel that you could say that would be applicable to all three?
Absolutely. Stay grounded. Know thyself. Be proud of who you are. Work with what you got. You know, I never thought that I would be featured in Playboy as Playboy's Babe of the Month. I'm petite. I have natural breasts. I don't have fake tits. You know, I'm not your typical Playboy girl. And I never thought that I would even be playing a singing porn star, any of those type of sexy, sensual roles. But I think you have to work with what you got. And if I'm petite, you know, I'm going to make the most out of that height. I'm going to make the most out of it, and I'm going to stand really tall.
Right. And what you're comfortable with, because you seem to be very comfortable with your body. You love the fact that you're all natural, and you're very comfortable with it.
Sure.
So I would also suggest, or would you say that as an actress, don't feel that you need to also jump into roles like that if it's something that you're not comfortable with.
Of course.
Because it's going to come across on camera.
Okay. And let me please state that this is not the only roles I see myself in.
Right.
I definitely want to break away from always showing a little TNA. I would definitely like to play the dramatic Anna Magnani roles, the Sophia Loren. Those are the roles I really see myself soaring in.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to work with what you got, and you got to be proud of what God gave you. And
and it's an experience, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you can do these types of roles,
exactly.
You can do any roles.
I don't regret any role I've ever played. I feel like it's made me the actress I am, and it's all
right.
it's all been beautiful. It's all been a blessing.
And there's always an element of sensuality that you get from playing these parts that you can incorporate into non-quote TNA parts. I mean,
sure.
Because there's, if you're a woman, you know, depending on what you're going to go out for, and I imagine you go out for parts that you feel are strong women who are going to make a difference.
Love
you
that.
You have to have that smoldering sensuality.
Sure. You got to embrace it. Embrace who you are.
You're too hard. You're too hard as a female actor in any part. I think there's always has to be that glimpse of sensuality, sexuality,
sure.
Which I'm sure. And so there you go. That's our advice for the day. Let's do the bags one more time and the shoes. The bags are by Timmy Woods.
TimmyWoods.com. Timmy Woods, that's right. Bags by Timmy Woods.
Yes,
dress
and if
by
you,
Tal Shane.
Yes.
Tal Shane has a website, www. I don't think we gave this earlier. Designed by Tal Shane.
Spell
it. TalSheyn.com. Designed by TalShane.com. And then we have, of course, Shoes for the Stars, my favorite
Woo!
Shoes in the world. That's right.
All right. So we are done, baby. We are gone. So, Christina, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
On.
Thank
we
you.
Wish you the most success. God bless you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
And please, that business manager you have is the best. And I'm going to say his name. His name is Guido. We love Guido. He's fantastic.
Absolutely.
And he's
works
done a
very
great
hard.
Job. He works very hard. And,
thank you.
And with him by your side, I can't imagine you not being at the Oscars with a matching red dress.
That's
Thank you for listening to Question Reality. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
The Horror Channel is your home for the best in horror entertainment, news, culture, lifestyle, and best of all, frights. We are available on Verizon Fios Cable Television. Go to Channel 900, free on demand, and select Pop Culture. Scroll down and you'll find the Horror Channel. So be sure to visit horrorchannel.com for all of our latest programming.